This tells us that the postmodernists are opposed to both Christians and modernists. Because, see, modernists also thought they knew the truth. This, by the way, is why you hear all this talk about tolerance. These people will be opposed to Christianity because they say, well, Christians are wrong because they say their faith alone leads to God. You have to tolerate all religions as being equally true. Well, what did they just do to the Christian? They just got done telling the Christian that his view is false because it disagrees with their own view. And obviously the postmodernist ultimate religion is none other than the New Age movement. Throw out the mind. All that you care about are your feelings. Throw out the mind. Get rid of these technological advances. Let's all live close to the earth. Let's hug a tree. There's no such thing as right and wrong. There's no absolute truth. We're all saved. We're all gods. The message of the New Age movement. I would recommend that you read up a little bit on postmodernism. Because when you try to tell somebody about Jesus, if they have a New Age or a postmodern view, probably the first thing that you're going to have to do is explain to them what you mean by truth. And explain to them that what is true for you is true for them and is true for everybody. Truth remains truth whether or not we believe it. If every person on earth denied the truth would still be the truth. Okay? But basically what I'm getting at is Christians are quickly losing touch with our society. The non-believing culture is getting further and further away from the way we think. And when we preach the gospel message, a lot of times they don't even understand what we're saying because they hold to a totally different concept of truth. I would recommend reading some of the writings of Francis Schaeffer on this subject about modern man and his escape from reason. In conclusion, I want to go just cover about three or four verses here. Look at Colossians chapter 2. The first point is don't be influenced by modernism and postmodernism. Okay? Recognize we are complete in Christ. You don't need Jesus plus Sigmund Freud. You don't need Jesus plus this philosopher over here. You are complete in Christ. Read about that philosopher so you can witness to his followers, but recognize that we are complete in Christ. We don't need modernism and postmodernism. And I'll tell you right now, through the contemporary Christian church, through their happy marriage with psychology, modernism is creeping into the church at a rapid rate. Also, with the health, wealth, and prosperity movement and its doctrine that we're gods with a small g and the name it and claim it message, we are introducing into the church postmodernist thought as well. The day and age is coming when it's going to be... Man, I tell you, the Bible-believing churches need to preach the Word of God. The spirit of the age is just—it's amazing how far from the truth many churches are getting. Look at Colossians 2, 8 to 10. Paul says this: "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in Him, in Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form." You see, he's saying Jesus is fully God. He's fully man, but He's fully God. He is fully God and fully man. Verse 10, "And in Him, in Christ, you have been made complete, and He is the head over all rule and authority." You don't need anything but Jesus. You're complete in Christ. Study His Word. fellowship with believers, but you don't need to dabble in modernistic thought or postmodern thought. Recognize you're complete in Christ, number one. Don't compromise your faith. Don't be influenced by the spirit of this age. Number two, we need to speak the truth in love. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. As a result, this is because he gave, starting in verse 11, the Lord gave certain gifts to the church, apostles and prophets, evangelists, and then pastors and teachers. And the pastors and teachers should be a hyphenated word. That's the way it reads in the Greek. And the pastor teacher is to equip the saints, to equip the believers for the work of the service of Christ until they mature in the faith. And then the result is in verses 14 and 15. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. So we're no longer to be tossed all over the place, to be basically suckers for the new falsehood that comes down the block. We're not supposed to be vulnerable to all these new false teachings that are thrust on us, but we are to be mature in our faith, mature in the knowledge of Christ and His gospel message, and then we are to speak this truth in love. And believe me, you're going to have a lot of love and a lot of patience for a person who dabbles in postmodern thought or in the New Age movement. I mean, at least with the modernist, even if he's a full-blown atheist, at least he recognizes there is such a thing as truth. He just thinks that he has the truth and we don't, and he's got it backwards there. But with the postmodern person, they don't even believe there's such a thing as truth. I mean, it's like Satan has blinded him so much, it's almost impossible to penetrate the walls that he has built around these people. And then finally, we must defend the truth. Look at 1 Peter 3:15. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. Be gentle with others. Have reverence for them. Be respectful of their views. At the same time, defend the faith. And then look at Colossians 4, 5 and 6. The Apostle Paul says the same thing in different words. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders. Hey, anybody, outsiders or non-believers, anybody, any Christian who tells you that it's a sin to be wise, they're not telling you the truth. God wants us to be wise, but in His wisdom. Not the pseudo-wisdom of men, but in His wisdom. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned as it were with salt, so that you may know how you should respond to each person. Do you love your neighbor enough to find out about his beliefs so you can figure out how to chip away at his hardened heart with the gospel message of Jesus Christ? One other passage I'll close with, Titus chapter 1 and verse 9. This is talking about the overseer, basically the senior pastor. And it's talking about the qualifications that he needs to have. And in Titus chapter 1 and verse 9, Paul says this, holding fast the faithful word, which is in accordance with the teaching, that he may be able both to exhort in sound doctrine. So he's got to be grounded in the word so he can encourage us with the truth from God's word, handle accurately the word of truth. But not only is he to exhort in sound doctrine, but he must also be able to refute those who contradict. Your preacher is supposed to be able to refute the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, the New Agers, the atheists, the agnostics, the Way International, the Muslims. Anyone who contradicts the Word of God, he has to be able to provide a defense. And then, if you come to him with that question, he's supposed to equip you to go out and witness with your neighbors. But we are to recognize we're complete in Christ. Don't be influenced by modernism or postmodernism, the spirit of this age. Speak the truth in love, and then be prepared to defend the truth. And it's going to get more difficult as time goes on. But through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, God's word will not return to him void. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we thank you, Lord, that you are truth and that you are the source of all truth. We pray, Lord, that we would never pervert or corrupt your truth, but that we would hold to your teachings and defend your teachings. I pray, Lord, that we would study your word and that we would test everything with your word, recognizing that your word is the only tested truth that we have, and all other things need to be tested by it. Lord, I just pray for those who are out in our community and throughout the world who have fallen prey to modernism, who have elevated human reason beyond what it should be used for. And I pray for those who are postmodernists and New Agers, and those who even deny the concept of truth. Lord, only through your power can we penetrate the walls that Lucifer has erected around non-believers. Only through your power can we break down these layers and chip away at hardened hearts. And only your word can get through and penetrate the heart and lead a person to Christ. Lord, I ask for forgiveness if myself or anyone in this church has been influenced by modernism or postmodern thought and has compromised or perverted your word. I pray that you forgive us for that, that you correct us, and that you guide us in your path of truth as well as righteousness. And Lord, I pray if there's anyone here that has never asked your son Jesus to be their Savior, that they would recognize we're all sinners. We cannot save ourselves. But that your son became a man and took our punishment for us on the cross of Calvary when he died for our sins. And so it's my prayer that if anyone came into this building today and didn't ask your son Jesus to be their Savior, I pray that they would ask Jesus right now to be their Lord and Savior, to forgive them their sins, to set them free, and to guide them into paths of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.